Chapter 14.
Go away! I let out a low moan of horror and swung my hands wildly above my head. The rapid fluttering retreated, then returned. Bats! Clay cried in a terrified, tiny voice. I felt him grab my arm. I can't see! Luke shouted. It's so dark!
I hate bats! I stammered.
I felt a cold whoosh of air as a bat flapped over my head. I swung my hands wildly. The flapping, fluttering sounds were all around us. As my eyes slowly adjusted to the darkness, I began to see shadowy shapes shooting past, back and forth, faster and faster. I felt one brush my shoulder.
Oh, help! I cried.
Clay started to shriek.
Help us! Help us! They're zooming right at me, Luke wailed.
Something bumped into my shoulder. I screamed.
Help us! Help us!
Clay continued to plead at the top of his lungs. His shouts were nearly drowned out by the flapping of wings. I felt another bat brush against my shoulder. Covering my face, I tried to make my way blindly to the door. The sour odor choked me. My terror made my legs shaky. I could barely walk. And then I felt a hard tug in my hair. Another tug. Loud flapping right on my head. A shrill whistling hiss. So close, it could have been coming from me. I screamed. I screamed again.
It's caught in my hair, I cried, falling to my knees.
Another shrill hiss. Another tug of my hair. I swung my hands. I hit it. I felt a warm body, felt the brush of fluttering wings. I shoved it hard, shoved it from my hair.
Oh, help! I cried.
The flapping wings and shrill whistles surrounded me. I could hear Luke and Clay shouting, but they seemed far, far away. Another one brushed my cheek. Another one bumped my shoulder. The shadows darted back and forth. The barn was alive with flying, chittering bats.
Oh, help! Help us, please!
Another one brushed my face. I felt a rush of air, beating wings on the top of my head.
Help us! Help us!
But there was no one around to help.